The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I just found out I'm supposed to be someplace else right now. So my sincere apologies, but I simply won't be able to introduce today's host, Mr. Eric Metaxas.
Hey, Alben.
Eric!
I love not being introduced by Todd, I have to say. I think I may prefer to being introduced by Todd. Listen, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show.
It is.
We've got a couple of spectacular guests today. Just to warn you, just so you understand what's happening. First of all, it's Tuesday, April 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
April Fools, it's April 1st. No, it's April 2nd.
It is.
We have two guests today. Our first guest is a wild woman. Sometimes you meet somebody and you just think, what a wonderful person. Yeah. You're going to hear from her in 2 seconds. Tina Marie Griffin. Tina, she calls herself the countercultural mom. She is a hero in terms of trying to protect our kids from the evil of Hollywood. And when I say evil, wait till you hear what she tells you, because you'll see. You'll see.
Right. And Eric, you caught up with her at the NRB, National Religious Broadcasters.
Okay, last week we were at the NRB in Anaheim, California. We're going to be airing a number of those. We've already aired some of them, but we saved up a couple.
Mike Lindell.
There's so much to talk about.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
First of all, let's go in order.
Yes.
In a couple of seconds, we got Tina Marie Griffin. If you have kids or grandkids, I hope you listen to this. In hour two today, we have my dear friend Chris Whitford. She heads up Avail. Suzanne, my wife, headed up Avail until recently, and for years she was trying to find somebody who could replace her. Now, Suzanne is still very much involved, but not on the day-to-day the way she used to be. Chris Whitford is the new person, and she is really spectacular. I said, Suzanne, you got to hire somebody who's so great that people are going to be complaining, why was Suzanne there and not Chris? Like, that's selflessness, to hire somebody who's so much better than you that people, not only do they forget about you, but they start thinking you're terrible. And I said, Suzanne, you're going to have to fall on that sword. And so we found Chris Whitford, and she is delightful. And she's going to be talking about running the pregnancy center Avail here in New York. That's in hour two. Everybody knows that's close to my heart. Speaking of which,
yes,
I saw the film Unplanned this weekend.
Correct.
Now, when did we air the thing with Audrey?
Last Friday. With Abby Johnson.
Abby Johnson is the heroine. She's the star of the film, right? It's her story, and of course, she's played by an actress in the film, but I want to say this again to my audience. If you have not seen Unplanned, folks, please see it this week or this weekend. It's going to go out of theaters. The amount of vitriol from Hollywood and the secular left. I mean, this is when you start saying, what kind of a country do I live in? We don't even have the right to talk about this. I mean, Twitter shut down the Unplanned account.
Yes.
Now, again, this is a movie. I saw the movie. It's fair-minded. This is not a nasty movie.
Oh, I thought
movie.
So. Oh, my goodness.
They say it's
so
an anti-abortion
too.
Movie. It's
no,
a movie
it's the fact,
about
just
a woman's story, and it's a true story. She was the head of Planned Parenthood for 8 years. She was working there for 8 years. She became the head of Planned Parenthood in her city. She was given the Employee of the Year award. She was all in, like so many good people. They believe in the work of Planned Parenthood until at some point they see something and they realize this isn't what I thought it was.
Right. It's funny because it's like the media is trying to abort the film, so to speak. They won't want it to have a life.
Yeah, well, that's about right. Well, it's too late because it was the number five film in America, even though it only opened up on 1,000 screens. The big films open up on 4,000 screens. This opened up on 1,000 screens, and it was still the fifth movie in America. This is competing with Dumbo, competing with everything. It's like a big deal. So yeah. Suzanne and I saw it on Saturday night. And I have to tell you, there's so much about it. We have this hour and the next hour with Chris Whitford to talk about it. But a few things that people should understand. First of all, it is an absurdity that it got an R rating. Now, I say an absurdity. That's a nice way of putting it. It's despicable that Hollywood slapped an R rating on this. Because trust me, I've seen a million R-rated films. There is not one of them that is as mild as this film. Not even a pro, like it's right. It's like seeing a G. It's basically a G-rated film with a couple of PG-13 moments.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it is. Okay, so they give it an R rating, and if anything, the R rating is Hollywood's way of saying we find the view of this abortion, which was on a sonogram. So this is like animation. Okay, it was, to Hollywood, so violent and horrible that they considered it R-rated, right? Well, I'm here to tell you that every abortion is either like that or worse.
Yeah.
And so if you cannot, if you're pro-abortion, you have to at least have the guts to let people see what it is that you say is okay.
Yeah, the truth is every abortion is X-rated, but
it's horrifying.
Yeah, it is.
It's horrifying. So anyway, but I saw the film and I was waiting. Our friend Mike Lindell was in one of the final scenes.
He is.
And in typical – Mike Lindell is the MyPillow guy, right? And he put like $1 million into this film. He said, I want to fund this. And so if you buy a pillow from Mike Lindell, you're helping a man who puts his money where his mouth is. But Mike Lindell appears in the film driving a bulldozer. Mm. It is just – like, I cheered. I never cheer in the theater. Who cheers? I don't cheer. I cheered in the theater. Yeah. I said,
Because in New York City itself, I don't think it opened up in any of the theaters. It was all in the kind of the outskirts of New York.
Well, I'm just here to say again to my listeners, if you haven't seen it, please, folks, please find a time, find a day this week to go see it. And it's a perfect thing to take teenagers to. It's perfect. You should take the youth group. I mean, there's plenty of people out there that could pay for the whole youth group. Please do this. Mm-hmm. Like, if they see it, their lives will be changed. They're gonna understand what we're dealing with because Hollywood doesn't want us to understand the reality of abortion. And I'm not speaking here. I'm not trying to be partisan. I'm simply trying to say, let's be honest about what we're doing. And then if you still want to go ahead and do with it, it's a free country. But let's be honest. Let's dare to look at it. And again, this film is not some propagandistic, graphic. It's not. It's very well done, and it shows kindness toward the people on the other side of the equation.
Oh, it sure does.
I mean, it really does.
It's amazing. Really, it blew away my expectations.
So Unplanned is in theaters, but if you don't see it soon, you're not going to get a chance. You're I want to tell you, you have to send a message to Hollywood and to the culture that there are people in America who care about these kinds of films.
Yes.
And that we want these stories to be told.
Can we welcome a new station?
A new station?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
We have a new live affiliate. I get excited by the live affiliates because it means they're listening to us right this second.
Ah.
It's not delayed for 5 hours like here in New York. No, it's this second at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Destin, Florida, we have the all-new News Talk 1140 WPNS. All-new News Talk 1140 WPNS. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, the Sunshine State. It's very cold here again in New York.
I know, it's cold here. Well, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Well, Brian Covey is our contact person there, and we will send him you know, the audio of us welcoming them, because I hope that they'll play it more often.
Yes.
But seriously, that's terrific.
No, that's great.
And I also want to say how much fun it was to be with Mike Lindell. And I want to remind my audience, tell your friends, if they see the ad for MyPillow, put in Eric or Metaxas. Otherwise, we do not get the credit and you don't get our discount.
Yeah.
So you don't want to give like Fox News a discount
no.
or whatever. You want to get our discount. So please put in Eric or Metaxas, because we need the money more than Fox News does.
And try out those new sheets, by the way, the Giza sheets, right?
Those sheets.
Oh, we have them.
It's almost frightening.
Yeah.
It's like they baptize them in chloroform.
And
because as soon as you approach the bed, you go right out.
Yeah. The thread count is through the roof.
The thread count is it's as close to infinity. It's asymptotically approaching infinity. Hey, in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Counterculture Mom. She is a ball of fire. She's wonderful. Tina Marie Griffin. You can go to counterculturemom.org. We're going to have her in a couple of minutes.
I think it's .com.
.com. Well, you'll see. Counterculture Mom. She's just a riot and a hero. In an hour or two, we're talking to my friend Chris Whitford, who heads up Avail here in New York City. So much else to say. Be right back with Tina Marie Griffin. Stick around. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
For high school students who want to make the very most of their summer, there's the Summer Academy at the King's College, a premier Christian liberal arts college in New York City. This summer, join dozens of inquisitive high schoolers to study the ideas that shape civilizations. Choose from tracks like journalism, philosophy, economics, leadership, and visual storytelling, all taught from a biblical worldview. Learn more at tkc.edu/summeracademy. That's tkc.edu/summeracademy.
This Friday, don't miss The Best of Enemies, starring Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson.
I play Ann Atwater, a civil rights activist who was able to approach hate with love.
And Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell.
All the better if you don't get my way.
Well, I'm going to get in your way.
If you change one heart, you can change the world.
I have a revival.
And you ought to know, same God made you, made me.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Friday.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Have you ever thought about getting out of your timeshare? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are an unhappy timeshare owner, getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. And with those annual maintenance fees hitting you hard in the pocketbook, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Give us a call and let us do what we've done for over 8,000 others. Our process is done legally and ethically, and best of all, quickly as possible. Lone Star Transfer is a family-owned business with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let this be your lasting legacy. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Taxes show coming to you from NRB. What is NRB, you ask? And my answer to you is, who cares? We're in Anaheim, and it's something called the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. But the fun thing is I get to see all kinds of people when I'm here. And sometimes you see people by happenstance. But if you're Jesus freak, you don't believe in happenstance. I'm sitting here right now with Tina Marie Griffin. We've talked off the air, Tina, but we have not yet talked on the air. So I'm so glad this worked out. Thank you for being here.
Hey, thank you for having me. I can't wait. It's like my brother.
You don't have to wait. We've already started. Listen, your story, I want to get your story. You, first of all, you write something called Counterculture Mom. Is that a blog? What is that?
That's who I am. That's exactly who I've been created to be. After having four kids, I had a friend say, you know what, Tina Marie Live just doesn't fit anymore. You're talking to parents about pop culture media influence on the masses. You're a mom, but you go upstream. You go against culture. You're always right, calling out the shots. So let's change this baby to Counterculture Mom, and that's basically who I am.
Okay, first of all, what baby are we even talking about?
Yeah.
I was never talking about a baby. And by the way, I'm hearing an echo. Is anybody noticing this? This is what happens when you do things in a different venue. But anyway, but what I'm trying to say is, is there a blog people can go to?
Absolutely.
And what's it called?
CounterCultureMom.com.
Okay, .com.
Yes.
Okay. Part of the reason that you and I got to know each other is we care about the same things. We care about kids and what's going on out there. You've been working hard to try to speak about certain issues, and we got started talking because Facebook shut you down. Because obviously, if you care about children, you're a bigot, and they won't have that. So tell me what in the world. First of all, give me your background, how you got to this point. You were in Hollywood. You were in like a Miss Universe pageant. What was your story?
Yes. Well, basically, I was a farm kid in Wisconsin. I became a believer at 16. I told the Lord at that point, I'm willing to take a bullet for the cause. Give me something worth living for. 4 years later, he sent me to Hollywood. And I remember going pretty much on my own to Cal State Los Angeles for film and television broadcasting degree. I wanted to absorb, as like God's undercover FBI agent, what is really going on in pop culture? Because I grew up watching 90210 and Melrose
right,
Place,
right,
all those type of shows. And back then, you know, you had some drinking, driving, sometimes premarital sex scenes. But when I went to L.A., God blew the doors wide open. I was working on Drake and Josh and Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. I did the Miss America pageant. I worked with Tom Cruise on Vanilla Sky.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you did the Miss America pageant?
I competed locally as Miss L.A. County. But, Eric, I'll tell you, I grew up on a farm. I didn't even know how to walk in high heels. So
you know, that makes two of us.
I know. Well, good.
And I didn't grow up
good
on a farm.
For you.
A lot of people don't know how to walk in high heels. Okay, so you so you were all over in the Hollywood stuff.
Yes.
You did modeling.
I did a lot of modeling, runway shows, but with the Miss America pageant, my platform was the lack of abstinence education in schools and how pop culture is eroding the foundational development of youth.
I mean, wait, you mean that while you were competing at, in the Miss Universe pageant, you were speaking, that was like your issue that you were speaking
about? That was my
about.
Issue. How is pop culture teaching a message that is causing the drugs, the alcohol, the sex, the cutting, the suicide, the depression? We need positive media going into our brains, because I highly believe the entertainment our kids are watching creates who they are, what they believe, and what they do as a result. And if we can pump in positive entertainment, and I give kids challenge. 17 years I've been sharing Hollywood Exposed around the country, around the globe, actually.
What is that?
Hollywood Exposed is a 90-minute presentation that I do at school assemblies, on cruise ships with folks in the family, have been in prisons, and I expose what I've learned firsthand in Hollywood with video clips of celebrities admitting what they're doing is wrong.
Okay, if somebody's interested in this, where would they go?
CountercultureMom.com, and then I have a booking inquiry page right on there, and then I have show session titles.
So CountercultureMom.com is everything is there. I just want to, because there are people listening who are interested in this, and by the way, I want to be real clear, folks. You don't have to be a Christian to care about your kids.
Absolutely.
This is for everybody. It just so happens that it's often Christians that get involved in this and become outspoken, but you don't have to be, you just have to be somebody who understands that the people creating media do not care about your kids. And unfortunately, the culture has allowed them to get away with that. They weren't able to get away with that 50 years ago, 60 years ago. There was a kind of a cultural pressure. Mm. But since we've been growing up, we see that cultural pressure is taken away, that the bottom line is the bottom line. And unless we push back, it's going to continue. And so you, Tina, have been pushing back for a number of years. Now, how old are your kids now?
My kids, I have 4 kids, 10 and under. And I homeschool all 4.
Wow.
I homeschool them because I've seen what goes on in schools today. I hear the horror stories of children and what they're doing. And the crazy thing is, my kids, I have moms in the past, several, not many. Most are saying, keep doing what you're doing. I have a couple saying, just raise your kids. Don't worry about the culture. I'm like, no way. In order for us to teach our kids how to go out there and make a difference in culture today, I want to teach them. So my 10-year-old son, Jake, comes home and says, Mom, my friend across the street is listening to Jay-Z. And I told him, you know, I'll just go there, demon-possessed, because I have video clips showing his interviews, admitting that he is, and millions of kids follow him. And so the communication is open between my kids and even neighbor kids, or when we're on a tour, and I'm doing a speaking tour, 16, 20 shows in a summer, where my kids, I want them to see what it looks like to live out the Christian life by being in the culture, immersed in it, to help share God's truth. Hollywood hypocrisy, you just said it. That's what drove me nuts. Madonna and a whole host of other people I could share. Even Steve Jobs said that he didn't let Apple devices in his home, and he created it. And you've got Madonna that says she didn't allow anything pornographic in her home. She checked out movies, TV shows, video games, magazines. I have an Ellen clip that I show for the people when I travel around and speak, and in my radio show clips that I play, where she's on Ellen admitting, yeah, Rocco, my son, is under the stage busy doing things. He doesn't see me parading around in my lingerie on the stage for millions of other kids to see. Very sheltered environment that these celebrities live in. I was Ray Liotta's personal driver for the Oscars. Had a great conversation with him.
Slow down.
Sorry.
You were Ray Liotta's personal driver for the Oscars. What year was this?
We're going way back. I was probably 25, 26. I worked for a Cadillac Escalade, and I got to drive around these fancy vehicles picking up celebrities.
So a pretty model picks up Ray Liotta. This is like when he was in Goodfellas and stuff?
Yeah, and he also does a lot of the voiceovers for Hannibal, you know, that horror flick that I was...
Unfortunately, I saw one of those.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, you don't want to see it.
But he also does the voiceover for a lot of the Grand Theft Auto video game series. And so we had a great conversation. Shelters his kids and said, I wish I didn't have to do half of this stuff. But he goes, I have to do it in order to get ahead in the industry. And Brittany Murphy said the same thing to me on Little Black Book. I had so many conversations with celebrities. This is right before she passed away. In 2005.
Wow. So you're uncovering some stuff. You have been uncovering some stuff. And I think that parents need to be aware of it. That's why I wanted to have you on this show. So I want to say again, folks, go to CountercultureMom.com. CountercultureMom.com. Why did Facebook shut you down?
Because they hate any conservative voice that mentions the Lord's name. And here is one case out of 100 that I could give you. And I have hundreds of screenshots of parents that said my screen went black when I went to your wall. And Facebook logged me out of my account for a week because I looked at your wall, just logging on to my account. And they took thousands of my members out of my group about a month ago and sent me a really pitiful message saying, because your group members, if they're not engaging in every post you put on your wall, we're taking them out of your group. This is a closed group, Eric.
I got to say, ladies and gentlemen, I hope my audience gets this. Facebook and Apple and Google and Twitter these organizations need to be held accountable.
Absolutely.
Now, the one way we can hold them accountable is by going off of those platforms or by drawing attention to this, because they do not have the right, I would argue, they're so big now that they don't really have the right to do this. They're kind of like a
blocking our freedom of speech.
Well, no, that, right. But the point is they would say, oh, well, we're for a private company. And that's like saying, if you come into my store, okay, you can't say anything positive about black people. It's my store, and you can't do it. The government would rightly step in and say, you do not have that right.
Absolutely.
This is like, it's kind of like a utility. That's the word I was looking for, where it becomes so big that this has to be dealt with, because when something is big, there's no second Facebook or third Facebook. There's just the one. And if that's the case, the government has to step in. And people talk about the free market. A lot of people who talk about the free market don't understand the free market. It's a little bit more complicated than everybody's free. No, it's much more complicated. You need to understand what freedom is. You need to understand how these things are meant to work so that they actually are free for everybody. So
yes.
The fact that they would do that to you, and that they would effectively threaten the people that follow you.
Absolutely.
This is despicable. And I want to call them out, because I want to say this is not American. I know that the president recently talked to the head of Google. They have partnered with China. Okay. In other words, these folks, Pandora is another example, Spotify, they don't have American values, but they're taking a ton of American money. We have to hold them accountable. And if we who are in the marketplace don't hold them accountable, they're going to continue to do this and to erode our freedoms because we let them do it. We're going to go to a break. When I come back, I'm talking to Tina Marie Griffin. Go to counterculturemom.com. Counterculturemom.com. We'll be right back.
I was soaring ever higher.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Authorities say one person is confirmed dead after a fire at a chemical plant near Houston. Authorities say two other people were life flooded after the fire broke out at KMCO plant in Crosby. Their condition's not immediately known. Senate voting this afternoon on a resolution to streamline the approval process for most presidential nominees. British Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain will seek yet another delay to Brexit in hopes of winning Parliament's approval of a deal on the terms of its withdrawal from the European Union. Polls are open in Chicago, where a runoff election is pitting a veteran politician against a former federal prosecutor in a race that will end with that city's first black woman in the mayor's office. Authorities say the death toll in Mozambique from last month's cyclone is now at nearly 600. This is SRN News.
Unplanned, the true story of Abby Johnson.
I would be the youngest director in Planned Parenthood history.
She believed in a woman's right to choose.
So I don't have any problem with another woman making the same decision.
Until the day she saw something that changed everything.
Tiny, perfect little baby. And then it was just gone.
Unplanned, the most important movie you'll see on the most controversial topic of our time. Now playing. Visit unplanned.com for tickets. Rated R.
Rated R due to graphic scenes not suitable for children.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Hey there, folks. You're listening to the Eric Metaxas Show at NRB, National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Everybody's here except you. But you can listen in because, you know, you have radio, you have podcasts, you have all this cool stuff. Some people listen to my program. They have an app on their phone. And that reminds me, if you don't have the Eric Metaxas Show app on your phone, you can listen to this program anytime you want. Just go to the App Store, put in Metaxas, it pops up. You don't have to wait till it's on the radio, anytime you want. That's the great thing about an app. And speaking of apps, I'm sitting here with my guest, Tina Marie Griffin. She is the Counterculture Mom. You can find her at counterculturemom.com. Tina, you were saying that Facebook shut you down and you had the brilliant idea to create an app.
Yes.
Tell us about this.
Yes. Well, my husband and I were sick of getting these parents totally filling my inbox saying that their screen was going black. They got blocked. They couldn't like my post. They couldn't share my post. They couldn't share my video. I mean, hundreds that I had saved. My friend Jerry Johnson said, save everything. We need the evidence. So I did, and I have hundreds in a folder. So I'm like, that's it. I work so hard. I homeschool my kids during the day. I'm working 40, 50 hours, you know, volunteering throughout the rest of my life to create this content to help parents. And then when I finally get on Facebook, they block my content. People can't share my stuff. It's not going to happen. So I was complaining one night.
Right.
And saying, there's got to be a way we can solve this. And my husband said, let's create an app. I said, app is it. Let's do it. We look it up, 40 grand. I'm like, that's not going to happen. And then my husband said, nope, we're going to keep fighting forward here. And he's a financial advisor, not an app developer. But he found a Good Barber for $1,200.
Wait a minute. A Good Barber?
Good Barber is the name of the company. So I'm going to put a plug out there for all the ministries holding back because they have lack of finances. Good Barber, check it out. It's fantastic.
Good Barber.
Good Barber. I'm sorry. It's the name of the thing. I don't ask me where the name
Why did they name it Good Barber?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Who cares? But the point is that they helped you to make an app.
Well, they had the platform for us to build our app on it. And so my husband created an app over a nine-month period. Late at night, kids are in bed, it's quiet. And it launched, and we have thousands of parents that have already downloaded it, that they not just download, they use it almost every day, Eric. We're on there seeing the metrics on it, and it's thousands of parents getting our content daily. So I also added, because I travel and speak a ton and do different radio spots, I added five other amazing moms that are bloggers, speakers, well-known people on there that talk about marriage to keep it solid and going because Satan's attacking it. I'm talking about homeschool, how to make young boys knights again and shining armor for the women in the future because there's a lack of boys knowing how to grow up as godly men. I've got myself talking about pop culture issues, and then we have health aspect. That's all in it. But my favorite spot, Eric, is this. If you click on the Counterculture Mom app, which is free, God said made it free, so we made it free for people. Download it, Apple Tunes, iTunes Store, wherever you got to go here, and Google Play, you will find in the alerts section the top alerts going on. Because when I speak around the country, I have moms coming up in tears, putting their arms around my neck, Eric, saying, please tell me ahead of time. Is there a way to tell us before my kids come home and they see something horrific on the school bus or on their iPad or a kid that's my kid that went on Snapchat? I don't even know how to use Snapchat. I said, yes, I will answer that problem for you. This alerts parents ahead of time, for the most part, or immediately after something's released from the Hollywood hogwash system. You click on it. It's a five-minute easy read for parents. They don't have 15 or even 2 hours to research. I take a screenshot with the evidence. Like, for example, baby sacrifice, Eric, in Riverdale Season 3. They endorse baby sacrifice, one of the top shows watched on Netflix by teens. Who told me that this is going on? Teens. I have teen undercover FBI agents dinging my phone nonstop. Get this out. Help save our generation. So that is an alert. You click on that alert. In 3 seconds, you can read about problem, solution, and the call to action. And then I give positive entertainment solutions. In fact, I create a free parent media guide, Eric. If people text the word guide, G-U-I-D-E, to the number 444-999, they will get an amazing thousands of entertainment options from video games, magazines, TV shows, movies, everything, where they can do a pop culture purge in their home from the trash Hollywood is selling our children that they themselves, celebrities, are sheltering their kids from, so our kids have a chance to live in an America that we got to experience as kids ourselves.
Unbelievable. I tell you, the only thing that could make this conversation better, if somebody could get this woman a cup of coffee.
Sorry.
Because
I
honestly,
I gotta wake up.
Whatever Quaaludes you're using, they're too strong. You need to counteract it with some kind of upper. I'm just saying. So we're going to get a doctor here. We're going to straighten this out.
Okay.
It is so wonderful to hear your zeal, because honestly, I know there are tons of people listening right now that you're speaking right to them. It is absolutely vital that people go to your blog. And by the way, share this. Folks, speaking to my audience, please share this with everyone you can. We need help. Tina needs help. It's obvious
yes.
that you can't do this. You're dealing with an entire system that is profit-based. They're making billions of dollars cynically. And, you know, there's a few people going up against them trying to make things right, trying to do what we can do. I mean, it reminds me of the crisis pregnancy centers around the country. They're volunteers. They're doing this. And then you have Planned Parenthood and others who are minting money off of horrors. You know,
yes.
they're making tons of money, and they're pushing their procedures to make money. And you're doing this on a volunteer basis. You're not getting rich off of this. I mean, I just want to say to my audience, please help Tina. Go to counterculturemom.com. Share that with everybody you know. Maybe you have some skills. You can do something. Get the app. And then finally, the number she was saying to you, you said the word guide, G-U-I-D-E, guide. Text that word to 444-999. Text the word guide to 444-999. We'll be right back talking about important stuff. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, Albin.
Hey, yeah.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Oh, please do. Please.
No, I'm asking you, can I?
Oh, yeah, you may.
You mean I may?
You have permission.
But I tell you what.
What?
We've got somebody else who's going to talk about Relief Factor. Let's hear from her first. Her name is Sue. Here it is.
I have suffered with pain up and down my leg for 30 years, and it comes from working out. I was desperate, and I needed to find something that would help that pain. When I heard about the Quick Start program, I ordered it, and amazingly, it helped. I was pain-free.
Okay. Yeah. That's Sue, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was just with my relatives down in Atlanta for a wedding, and I was basically saying the same thing to them.
Wow.
I said, look, I advertise this thing on my program. It's called Relief Factor, okay? And some of them, they've got aches and pains. I said, trust me, the Quick Start Pack, $19.95, you get more than 3 weeks worth. If you do it, you'll know in 3 weeks. Do it, please. I'm begging you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Important bulletin regarding the secret tech stock that everyone is suddenly talking about. The tech stock is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. Donald Trump himself called what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. And the company is collecting billions from the tech giants, including over $30 billion just from Apple, Nokia, and Microsoft. Yet here's the most intriguing part. This $3 stock trades under a secret name. Just go to OneStockRetirementNow.com to get the whole story.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help.
And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Folks, it's the Earth Myth Taxes Show. We're at the NRB in Anaheim. I'm sitting here with Tina Marie Griffin talking about how to raise our kids in a messed up world. You, Tina, you're a hero because you're doing this out of the goodness of your own heart because you care about more than your own four kids. We were talking about your blog, counterculturemom.com, and you said you have an app. Now, how do people get the app? What's the app?
The app is called Counterculture Mom. You just download it for free from Google Play or iTunes Store. And that is a way to get in parents' hands a notification throughout the week of any alerts that they need to be aware of potential threats of Hollywood's pop culture. Because the parents need to have the power back in their hands. They feel helpless. A kid comes home, they act weird, they get low grades, they're suicidal, depressed. You know, just talking back to the parents, dressing immodest, and parents are blowing up my inbox email saying, what's going on? I said, well, what kind of entertainment are they into? What kind of friends are they hanging out with? And so I have a series of things that I'm doing, which is all on my website, counterculturemom.com. But the app allows the parents to say, this is what they're ingesting. These programs, well, no wonder they're learning about or doing these things.
Right.
Because they think that's the worldview.
Right.
The corrupted worldview of Hollywood is totally trashing any kind of chance for kids to grow up in a godly worldview. It's pop culture against the parents.
It's so amazing because, you know, we know if you're Christian, you're familiar with the scripture verse that says, you know, we battle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities. In other words, it's a spiritual battle.
Absolutely.
It's not simply, I mean, it happens on a human level, but you're dealing with forces of darkness. Now, you don't need to believe that. I mean, there are plenty of people listening, they're rolling their eyes, and I'm saying, look, you don't even need to believe that because you can see what you see. The people creating this stuff do not love your kids. They don't care if your kids are messed up. All they care about is either their next paycheck or their promotion or something. They're on this track and they're blinded to what they're doing. Many of them, you know, we can say they're evil. They're tools. They're being used to do terrible things. And so we have to do our part and we have to understand that it means doing more than nothing. So I want to tell people, if you can, go to counterculturemom.com. When you go to counterculturemom.com, you can see all this stuff. What should we talk about? I'm talking to Tina Marie Griffin, who is the Counterculture Mom.
Yes, I want to talk about YouTube. Now, here's the issue that I've had over the years. Parents are like, it's a battle. I tell my kids, don't watch the program, don't play the video game. I want them off the graphic content. But they're like, no, we're going to play the video game. You can't tell me what to do.
See, that's when my father would have smacked me across the room.
Exactly.
But that's old school. That's Greek parenting.
Yeah.
Right across the room. Say, what'd you say, punk? But, you know. He would do that. And that's because my father loved me to death.
That's exactly
that
it.
He would kill
didn't
me.
Didn't want you dead or with a disease. I mean, I was home 1 minute late for a date one time, 10 o'clock in the yard. My dad's a farmer, had a gun closet put up by his front door. And he said, I'm like, what's that all for? So you don't die at 16. I'm just going to scare off any guys that try to do something stupid.
Yeah.
Well, I came home late and he took a flashlight and smashed it against the window. I thought I was going to pee in my pants, Eric. I was so like nervous. But he's like, that's it, in the house. We need parents to be the parents, not the best friends. So to go back to YouTube, I'm like, how can I get evidence that helps tear down the wall between the parents and the kid where they're on the same page? If they go to my YouTube channel, Counterculture Mom, there's tons of videos of celebrities admitting what they're doing is wrong. On my store, I've got where they admit they shelter their kids. They're in it for the cash. They want the mansion. They want the lifestyle. Evidence you're never going to see pop culture show. But on my YouTube channel and by them going to my store, I have a three-hour DVD, Rock and Roll Sources of the New Age. It is a history of the music industry. That one is an eye-opener. You can download it right now for $15 at counterculturemom.com, along with my brand-new series, Hollywood Exposed, a behind-the-scenes look at today's pop culture. That is $30. MP3 download right now, immediate.
Okay, and I want to tell, you know, the people who are listening, Tina Marie Griffin's not getting rich off of this, folks. She has put everything on the line here. I say this just because I want people to understand that, you know, you need help. And
I
so
need help.
You're giving people resources that you've created out of the goodness of your own heart. You're killing yourself. Now, the thing you said, the thing you showed me last night, what was that? That's an audio series.
It's an audio series, Hollywood Exposed. It just got done.
Hollywood Exposed.
Hollywood
now, is there
Exposed.
A website?
Well, it is on my store at counterculturemom.com.
Okay.
Downloadable. In fact, if they use the code TINA15, they'll get 15% off. It's immediate download, or I can
TINA
send it to you.
TINA15.
TINA15 at checkout. But for $30, that's the content that you pay $300 for to actually go to an event. I had it live recorded, and I'm making it $30, so it's affordable. Parents can listen to it with their kids. I have clips in there from celebrities admitting what they're doing is wrong. That's what's fantastic. If you get the evidence from the celebs, the kids can't argue with the parents. The celeb admitted what they did was wrong. They admit that they're in it for the cash, that they shelter their kid, that they rewrite the lyrics for their own kids to listen to, like Eminem, Marshall Mathers. The evidence is there. I gathered it for the last 20 years, and I pump it out so parents can sit down with their kids, and the kids' jaws can be on the ground saying, like many do every time I do a school assembly, my mom was wrong. Right. I get it. I have CD smashing pictures, video game smashing pictures. I had
what is that?
Of kids sending in the result of what happened. I had a kid take a knife when I spoke at a recent school assembly, set it on the desk and said, I'll no longer need this. Kids ripping up suicide letters in front of my face. I had I had a kid that was the videos on my YouTube channel and on my website, counterculturemom.com, a kid that's frantically erasing while I'm speaking his graphic content from his iPad. Why? Because he saw the evidence that I showed, that I gathered in Hollywood, that you could not deny. And I gave the kids a choice. Not going to tell you how to live your life. Here is the truth. Here are the lies. What do you want for your life? And the kids are like, we want a environment where we have a chance to survive, thrive, and do what God's called us to do.
Where do you speak?
All over the place, from prisons to cruise ships to parent events to leadership retreats to homeschool conferences.
So basically anyone can invite you. Homeschool conferences sounds like a great place for people to find you. But obviously if somebody wants to book you, they can book you and you come and you give your presentation.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. And I can even do, I've done 3 hour long presentations, a full day half event or a full day event.
Right.
A question and answer period I do a lot of times. I have a lot of kids asking questions from the audience. This last school assembly I did, they were crying 1 minute and cheering the next throughout the entire assembly. These kids were on fire. And that's why I know we're onto something, because the evidence is there. We just have to present it in a way where they get to choose.
Unbelievable.
And they hate being lied to. What kid wants to be lied to? We have Bob Pittman, founder of MTV, creator of iHeartRadio, that says kids are distracted. They can, you know, watch TV, play movies while they're doing the homework all at the same time. The biggest thing you can do is get their emotions. If you get their emotions going, you've got them. At MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. We own them.
Okay, we're gonna be right
like
back
that.
For a final short segment talking to Counterculture Mom, Tina Marie Griffin. Stick around.
Imagine your increase in sales with your web at the top of search engines, getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround. digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest ideas that could dramatically grow your profits. Getting your website at the top of search engines is a process that takes unusual expertise. Our team can help you achieve. In fact, we can put all your digital marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your digital marketing suite. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
John Scott. Republicans continue to question Democrats' plans to investigate White House security clearances.
Ohio's Jim Jordan complaining Republicans on the Oversight Committee were given only a few hours' notice to hear testimony from a whistleblower.
You pick a Saturday on a week we're not even in session and tell us the day before.
I will protect whistleblowers, period.
Chairman Elijah Cummings.
She was scared to death, and she was afraid, sadly, of our Republican colleagues.
That whistleblower testified that White House officials reversed recommendations to deny security clearances for dozens of individuals.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. The committee is poised to subpoena the former director of personnel security at the White House. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 106 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 11. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Hey there, folks. You're listening to the Eric Metaxas Show. I am just thrilled to be sitting here with Tina Marie Griffin, who is the counterculture mom. I thank God, Tina, that you are doing what you're doing. Your blog is counterculturemom.com. What were you saying to me last night about distribution? You said you wanted to say something on the program.
Oh, well, thank you for allowing me to do that. Well, every step of the way over the last, since I've been a Christian, God has just given me the next step. Praise the Lord, because if he would have shown me how much work this would have been, I said, nope, I'm out.
Right.
But since I said I'd be willing to take a bullet for his cause, he told me, get this four-hour series done. Parents need to hear it. It needs to be there. It just came to my front door. Now what do I do? How do I get distribution so people know it's available?
So what you're saying is that you've created this thing. What's it called?
Hollywood Exposed, a behind-the-scenes look at today's pop culture.
Okay, so that... So people can buy that if
Absolutely.
They go to your
website.
But what you're saying is you want to get it out somehow to have distribution. You mean to sell it or to?
Yeah, for like if store. I don't care if I give them a percentage. I don't know how that works. But if they want a percent, I know it would download thousands a day from these websites because parents are blowing up. I have like 2,000 messages at least on my Facebook. People want this content. And this series was created answering the questions that parents have been asking me for 2 decades. So it's what they want for information. For example, first CD, how TV and movies promote identity crisis and gender confusion. And that's cultural chaos. The second session, demonic deception, how celebrities promote Satanism and witchcraft in today's music.
Now, I just want to say, this is real.
This
like,
is
I
real.
Know there are people listening, like, what are you talking about? This is real. I dare you to listen to it.
Yep.
See what you think.
See what you think. Session number 3, not just a game, how video games, sexting, bullying, and social media impact our kids. And it's not just the junk. I give solutions, tips, and tools on how to combat this attack and be on the winning side here. Pop culture purge, fourth session, how to safeguard your home from today's harmful entertainment. I give them safety tips so the stuff that wants to enter our home on a daily basis, we don't allow it. We set up parameters on our phone. The circle device is excellent for chopping off the internet when you're eating, chopping off the internet at night. You can set the circle device according to how old your kids are. So a five-year-old only gets a half an hour a day. A 10-year-old can get 2 hours a day. Whatever parameters you want to set, also block any content you don't want in there. All that's given on these different series, it's like a teaching tools, and so instead of spending a couple hundred bucks, they get it for $30, and they'll see results. My one thing you said earlier is try it. My challenge has always been the last 20 years speaking. Try it. I give you a 1 week challenge. Ditch any negative, harmful entertainment in your household, and I guarantee you, not a lot of guarantees in life, by the end of that week, your child will have more respect for you, be less suicidal if not gone, have a vision and purpose, grades will increase, friends will be chosen more wiser, better, deeper conversations with your kids. We have to do this. Blood, sweat, and tears is worth it for the sake of our kids, so they don't let up dead, disease, or in a prison by the age of 20.
I love that you're doing this. I know there are people listening who are going to help you, because this is something we need help.
We need help.
What you're trying to do is just overwhelming. So you need people to help you. I don't know who's listening, but I want to say that whatever you can do, folks, this is so important. There's so much stuff. I'm looking at counterculturemom.com right now. There's just tons of stuff there. You can obviously hire Tina to come and speak, or you can just see all this stuff online. But I'm just so grateful. We have like 30 seconds left, but Tina, you're doing God's work. This is big.
Thank you so much. And if they want to help, even $5 a month would solve the problem. If I had a couple thousand moms that said yes, pump up more content, we want it. $5 a month, you can give right through our app, Counterculture Mom app, or online. $5 with a couple thousand parents saying enough is enough. I'm fed up with pop culture and Hollywood. Feed us the content. Help us train our kids to be counterculture warriors in today's media mess. $5 a month. Give it, or you can text the word partner to 444-999 and become a counterculture crusade warrior.
444-999. 444-999. You said partner?
Partner.
Okay, we're out of time. Tina, God bless you.
You rock.
Folks, thanks for listening. Please help.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.